I'll find out more tomorrow. I just don't know. I don't know anything yet until we evaluate him fully tomorrow. It's just a report. Yeah.
So
trying to read your mind.
So how concerned, though, are you from Carson Wentz? He's obviously the leader of this football team. And, you know, he leads the way for you guys. For him to potentially be out for an extended period of time.
Well, I mean, you're speculating, you know, that he's going to be out. So until I know more tomorrow on him, you know, it's hard to say. But listen, there's a lot of leaders on that football team right now, and you saw it tonight.
What did you see on that play?
You know what? I was really blocked on the play, so I got to check out the tape tonight on the way home.
Did he ever realize he was injured after that
talk? He did get up a little hobbly, you know. I knew something was up, but didn't know the extent of it, obviously.
Tomorrow?
He'll have it tomorrow, yeah.
How do you like the way Nick rallied the team?
I love it. You know, this guy's come in and he's played a lot of football games in this league. He started in this league. Guys have confidence in him. I have confidence in him. Great way to step in under these circumstances and pull this game out. So it's huge for Nick.
Hey, Division Championship, obviously, you don't know what's going on. How would you describe the locker room?
Jubilation. I mean, this is one of those heavyweight fights. I mean, this is the Rams, great football team. We knew that coming in here. Give them a lot of credit. They're, you know, they're a playoff caliber team, and we found a way. You know, this team's been resilient all season long. We're on the road, back to back. We spent a week out here. Guys did a nice job focusing in and getting this win.
What did you say to the guys there?
Well, first of all, congratulated them on you know, the NFC East. You know, they're proud of the guys, the way they fought. But you know, we get back to Philly, and we still have three games left, and we still have an opportunity. The road is, or I should say, everything's still right in front of us for us to take, and we just got to make sure we take care of business again this week.
I know they lost the quarterback, obviously. But then they rallied behind Nick, and the defense looked like they even stepped it up.
Well, that's what you got to have. I mean, you know, when you're in these type of games and playoff type atmosphere and you know, your back's a little bit against the wall, you need guys to step up and you need players to make plays. And that's what happened. Second half of this football game was just a gut check. And I'm just so proud of the guys for the way they battled and hung in there tonight.
Doug, in the past, you talked before about when Carson scrambles about being aggressive, about walking that line between putting yourself in harm's way.
I never did talk to you mean during the game tonight?
No, just in general during the course of the season.
Oh, I mean, we just have conversations about, you know, just understanding where you are and what you're doing and getting down and sliding to protect your body. I mean, he's a quarterback. He understands that. And, you know, we talk about it, you know, with all our guys. I don't know. I mean, not until I get further information. I didn't address any injury after the game.
Sorry if this was already asked, but if the injury happened on the plate before he left, what does it say about his toughness?
Yeah, I mean, it's a great question. It just shows how tough he really is. You know, to be a little banged up at that time and then to on a fourth down to make that throw and Alshon to make that catch and again, just mental and physical toughness by he as a quarterback. But we also had a lot of guys kind of make plays in that second half that we needed and showed a lot of toughness by the football team.
Hey, so on that fourth down play, what was it thinking of actually going for it on fourth down?
Yeah, I mean, you know, it's really it's an ideal situation. Even if you don't get it, you know, they're backed up on about the two-yard line. And again, anything can happen at that. It's early in the game and, you know, you get a chance to early in the second half, I should say, and you get a chance to really, if you make it, obviously it's a shot for us offensively and for as a team. If you don't make it, our defense takes the field at the 2 yard line, 3 yard line, and you know it's sort of a win-win, you know, for us.
If for some reason Carson is out for a while.
Well, we brought Nate in here for that reason, obviously, and you know, going forward, we'll evaluate that. But we're comfortable with the guys that we have. Yeah.
Did you open Carson yet?
I just saw him inside. Yeah.
How was he?
Oh, he was excited. He was excited. NFC East champs. I mean, he's fired up. You know, he's excited, and we'll get back on the plane and you know, get ready for next week.
With Trey Burton having an early involvement, was that by design or kind of where the play came?
Yeah, you know, Trey's a tremendous athlete. He works extremely hard. He's a core special teams player for us. And really, you know, Trey hasn't probably gotten a lot of offensive plays this year, but when he has, if you go back to the Denver game, when he has, he's made the most of his opportunity. He did that tonight. Real proud of the way Trey played.
Doug, when you saw Carson Poppin after that run, did you consider calling timeout or checking on him after that run?
No, I didn't.
What's this mean for you?
Excuse me?
Just gets us to 11,
and we're one step closer to where we want to be. My mentality all along has been, you know, and we set goals before the season starts. Obviously, NFC East, we check the box, put it behind us, we move on. It's the New York Giants next week. Yeah, right now he's still in. Well, again, offensively, they're very explosive. You're coming in with two offenses that are tied in points, and you look at the score tonight. I mean, it's a two-point game, and it's unbelievable. They're a good offense. I mean, they got a great running back. Their offensive line is again one of the best in the league. Their quarterback has been real efficient all season long, making plays down the field, and defense. I mean, it's a you saw tonight a solid football team over there, and there's probably a chance we see them somewhere in the near future.
What happened at left guard?
Wiz ankle, and then again went with Chance because of the ankle.
And then why Isaac after Chance?
Why Isaac? Just get them both in there, and get them both some work in this game.
Okay.
All right, guys.